from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama, the world today, a paradox. President Barack Obama, addressing the UN General Assembly today for a final time as president, says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. President Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease.
I believe that as imperfect as they are, the principles of open markets and accountable governance, of democracy and human rights and international law that we have forged remain the firmest foundation for human progress in this century.
The time, he says, since the end of the Cold War 25 years ago has not been without its own sense of irony.
This is the paradox that defines our world today. A quarter century after the end of the Cold War, the world is by many measures less violent and more prosperous than ever before. And yet our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease and strife.
Earlier Tuesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon opened the General Assembly debate with a call to end the conflict in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly today in a push to save Syria's crumbling week-old truce a day after a deadly air attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo. State Department spokesman John Kirby issued a statement saying that the 19-nation International Syria Support Group agreed that despite continued violence, there was still an imperative to pursue a nationwide cessation.